every Sunday morning of the world. I see the farmer and his wife and their children full of life, dressed in clothes so fresh and nice, and then they drive away. I kept wondering where they went, where their Sunday morns were spent. So I gave into a curious bent, and I hid in the back of the truck. We went bouncing down a country road, and soon we crossed a covered bridge, then went chugging up a ridge, till I felt my feathers fidge to see the farm below. Then we coasted down a hill to a valley fair and still, where I could see a small church that was filled with a crowd whose hearts loved the Lord. I could see them close the door. That just made me want to know more. Then I heard them singing hymns of praise. Soon the music ceased, and I felt a gentle peace as the whole congregation grew still. So I flapped my wings and flew to a windowsill, and I heard, "Do unto others before they have a chance to do unto you. Do unto others. You should do them in while they still think you're a friend. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. When men revile you, you should call them names, every name in the book. When they persecute you, you should give a left jab and then a right hook. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. For ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. A blessing from heaven is yours. When men speak evil of you, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Tell them of Jesus, the one who gave his life, made everything new. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Answer softly, speak the truth, and give to others. Then your life will please the Lord. Then your life will please the Lord.